الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وأتموا الحج والعمرة لله فإن أحصرتم فما استيسر من الهدي ولا تحلقوا رؤوسكم حتى يبلغ الهدي محله فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي فمن لم يجد فصيام 3 أيام في الحج و7 إذا رجعتم تلك 10 كاملة ذلك لمن لم يكن أهله حاضر المسجد الحرام واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the next couple of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the injunctions of Hajj and Umrah in detail. One thing for us to remember and note is that Hajj is one pillar that belongs to the many great important pillars of Islam, and Hajj had become fard according to majority of the ulama. It had become fard in the 3rd year after Hijrah. So in 3 AH, the 3rd year after Hijrah, that is the same year Ghazwa Uhud took place, Hajj became fard. And Hajj became fard through the verse, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, that it is upon the people, it is their duty that they fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what right are we speaking about? We are speaking about the right of Hajj. So Hajj became fard in the 3rd year after Hijrah through that verse that belongs to Surah Al-Imran. What about this verse? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this current verse that we have just recited, Allah says, and complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 3rd year after Hijrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only made Hajj fard. Allah did not make Umrah fard. If we look into that verse, we see Allah talks about Hajj only, Hijjul Bayt. Allah doesn't speak about Umrah. But in the current verse which we have just recited here, Allah says, complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Malik rahimahullah, they state that the only thing that is fard is Hajj, and Umrah is not fard. Nor is Umrah wajib. They say Umrah is sunnah. So on one hand, we have the verse where Allah states that Hajj is fard, and in this part of the Quran, Allah says that complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah. So what does this part of the verse mean? They state that this refers to the situation where if one has to start his Hajj or he has to start his Umrah, then remember, it is fard or it is wajib, it is compulsory for you to complete that amal. So you start an action, if you start Hajj or you start Umrah, then it is wajib for you to complete that Hajj or complete that Umrah. And if for some reason you cannot complete that Hajj or you cannot complete that Umrah, then you got to make up for that missed Hajj or that missed Umrah. Just like Salah, we know we have our fara'id, we have the fard Salah, then we have the sunnat and we have the nafil. If a person, sunnat is sunnat, it is not fard, nafil is nafil, it is not fard. But if a person starts off a nafil Salah or a sunnat Salah, then it is wajib for him to complete that sunnat and nafil Salah. And if for some reason he cannot complete that Salah, then we know he has to make up for that mus Salah. So that is qada, which is now wajib on his right. So in the same way we see, this is a same thing, similar thing happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. They came in the 6th day after Hijrah to Hudaybiyah. They actually had come to perform Umrah, but they were blocked, they were prevented from coming into Makkah, so they were stopped at this place called Hudaybiyah. And Allah now reveals these verses telling them that, listen, O Muhammad, you got to complete this Umrah. Yes, because you started the Umrah, you already donned on your Ihram, now you got to complete this Umrah. And if you do not complete the Umrah, then remember, you got to make Qadha. That is why the following year, that is the 7th year after Hijrah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba then came, and then they made Qadha for the Umrah that they could not do in the 6th year after Hijrah. So these verses were reveal and complete Hajj and Umrah for Allah. In other words, when you start them, you got to complete them. Then Allah gives a few scenarios or few injunctions containing pertaining to certain injunctions of Umrah and Hajj. And this is exactly what we had seen also in the 6th day after Hijrah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba were prevented from, they were blocked from coming into Makkah. So what do you do? Do you just come out of your ihram? Do you just shave your head and now you say, okay, I'm out of my ihram? No. There are certain rulings. So Allah says, فَإِنْ أُحْصِرْتُمْ. The lesson of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you are prevented from coming to Makkah, you are blocked now, blocked by an enemy. فَمَسْتَيْ سَرَى مِنَ الْحَدِّ. Then listen, the first thing you ought to do is, you got to give a sacrificial animal which is easy, which is in your excess, which is easy for you to give. In other words, something that's accessible to you at that time, like a sheep or a goat or a cow or a camel, you got to slaughter that. But where do you slaughter that? Allah says, وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَمْلُغَ الْحَدِّ مَحِلَّ. Of course, after giving the sacrificial animal, now a person wants to come out of his ihram, he got to then shave his head. But before you shave your head, make sure that this sacrificial animal is slaughtered and sacrificed at its destination. This hadi, which is called a sacrificial animal, it must reach its point of place or its destination, and that refers to it must reach the limits of the haram area. In other words, it has to be slaughtered within the limits of the boundaries or the haram area, then only you may shave your head and come out of the state of ihram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, what if a person, he is not blocked or he is not prevented by an enemy from coming into Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Let's suppose he's sick, but he donned on his ihram already and he's ready to perform Umrah. Now he's on his way to Makkah Mukarrama, but now he falls ill. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. Then listen, whoever from among you, or Sahaba, whoever is sick, أَوْ بِهِ أَذَمْ مِنْ رَأْسِ. Oh, let's suppose a person has some ailment on his head, or maybe his hair is lice infected, or some kind of that sort of thing happens to his head, and he now has to shave his head. Then what? How should he make up for this? So Allah says, فَفِدْيَةٌ مِّنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُكٍ. Then that person who's sick, or he has some ailment on his head, and for that reason he has to now shave his head, then Allah says he can compensate by one of three things. Number one, he may fast, or he may give sadaqah, or he may give a sacrificial animal. If you look at the third option, that is giving a sacrificial animal, slaughtering an animal, that also has to be done within the boundaries of the haram area. But if you look at the first two, they can be done anywhere in the world. Siyam, you can fast. How many days do you fast? You fast then for 3 days. But what about the second option, that is to give sadaqah? Giving sadaqah means you have to feed 6 people. You have to feed 6 people, not any ordinary people, rather refer to 6 needy people, 6 fuqara. And how much do you feed them? You have to feed them half a saw. What is half a saw? Saw is actually a measurement. What is this measurement? It actually refers to 1.632 kilograms of wheat. Or if you can't find this 1.632 kilograms of wheat, you may give the price of that in cash. Once you give the price of that in cash, then of course now the person, he may shave his head, or if he's sick, he may come out of his ihram in that way. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. And we'll proceed with the next part of the verse. And tomorrow, inshallah, we'll discuss the combination of Hajj and Umrah, Hajj and Umrah done together during the months of Hajj. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.